This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You have, oh man, Corey Majors.
Dude.
And the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How we doing? And Corey, do you already have breaking news on your mind?
I got two big, I think, significant stories in sports right now, Kevin.
Is one of these really significant? Is it the one you already told me?
The Falcons have been fined $250,000 for the actions of Jeff Ulbrich's kid. So, and I guess that's the data exposure is the fine. And then the Rangers have made a trade, ladies and gentlemen, because they don't have money. Like, seriously, that is the reality, right? The Rangers don't have money.
They have money. They don't want to spend it above the apron.
So they don't have it, is what you're like.
And this money does not go into your salary cap.
Let me ask you a question, Kevin. When you make your budget, the money that you have to budget with, the money you have to spend, do you go, I have money? Or do you go, no, this is the money I have, and I have to be disciplined with it?
No, I say the first one.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I'm the one who files his taxes so I can have the money.
Yes, exactly. And so you make sure you know exactly what it is so that you can spend that, and you don't spend any more than you have there. All right? So you save it for a rainy day. That being said, the Rangers have made a trade, and today's a rainy day. Matt Festa, right-handed pitcher to the Cleveland Guardians cash considerations.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I did. Because remember, he was supposed to be here for the Rangers hot stove event, and then
he was
released. And then I was like, "Oh no, he won't be at the Rangers hot stove event." And then they brought him back, and I was like, "The hell happened? What did he even make it, or was he there?" But he was not. So,
see, this is actually what we have done with our long line of producers, whether it was Sean, Joey, now Reggie to Houston. We sent people away for cash considerations because the company was in a tough way in the last year. So we really needed to bring in
some of
that money.
They don't have any money. They don't have any money is what I'm saying.
We needed to bring in some of the money. All right. So big news about Matt Festa getting traded.
And I was hopeful for him at 32. I hope this was his breakout year.
No, you didn't.
But
you're lying.
I'm glad to have the cash now.
More importantly.
We'll ask Boach about it at 12:30.
You can. What is Jeff Ulbrich's son have any money? Is he going to pay that fine? Because the Falcons fined the Falcons got fined $250,000 and Ulbrich got fined $100,000. Now, I haven't seen any research about the five other players who got prank called, probably because they weren't dumb enough to put themselves on video and be like, ha ha, look at what we're doing. And so, is he going to make his son pay that money? His son didn't have $100,000, does he?
Yeah, and as an offense or a defensive coordinator, how much do you make? Can you really afford the $100,000?
Probably like $1 million, right?
He was the first ever millionaire.
I don't know if that is the case.
Let's go see Jeff Ulbrich salary. I'll find
all right,
out.
But either way, you don't want
to. He's worth $1.6 million.
Okay.
So his salary as the Jets defensive coordinator was around $1.6 million.
But
so, yeah.
Still, you don't want to pay a $100,000 fine because of something dumb your kid did.
Yeah, and how many chores can you assign your kid to pay that back?
You're going to have to raise up my allowance to $10,000 a week. That's what I'll do, smart guy.
Lemonade stand.
You were going to get a car. Now you get a moped.
Speaking of money problems, I love Underdog. But you know who I don't love? Philippe Gustafsson.
Of course. We all feel that way.
netminder from Minnesota. He really screwed me on my play yesterday, Alec, and I'm sorry. I know people don't usually care, but I'm still sad about this. I made a four play. Well,
what?
That's
dude.
I regret.
Use
that.
Your words differently.
All right. I made a play that included four different players.
There you go.
Hit all three of them. 10-1 on your money. Last one we need is Philippe. Need him to have more than 26.5 saves. The end of period two, he has 23.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said he was sick and they took him out of the game.
He had to get four more.
And he already had 23 in the first two periods. And they're just like, I don't feel good. So they took him out of the game.
You
so,
think they did that on purpose? They were out there going, Kevin has this play.
They're like, oh, 10-1.
We really need to get after
it. But I'm disappointed. By the way, download the Underdog app. Use the promo code Masterpiece. And you can get up to $1,000 in bonus cash upon your first deposit. Hopefully, you do better than I did last night. All right. Now, let's get to what everybody wants to talk about. The return of the golden chicken. I mean, the Rangers. Go ahead and give me cut number two, and then we'll talk about the other thing, too.
And the pitch. Berger swings and lines one to right field to base hit. Butler unable to field it cleanly. Heim rounds third. He scores without a throw. Moving over from first to third is Semien. It's an RBI single for Jake Berger. Not sure whether Lawrence Butler would have had a play on Heim, but I guess we'll never know because Butler wasn't able to cleanly glove it and transfer as he was hard charging on it.
They did give him an error for that. Otherwise, the Rangers poured in 18 hits, 15 runs. Keep in mind, in the previous seven games combined, they had scored 20 runs.
Mm-hmm.
So just in this game, 15 runs. It was a relief. It was a relief because you saw Jacob DeGrom pitch well again.
Dude,
but
yes.
It was mainly a relief because this offense has been struggling. And they erupted for all these runs the same day. And I definitely want to talk to Boach about this, that there was a mandatory pregame like hitting meeting.
Interesting.
Yeah. And did they
adjust their approach?
Yeah.
They say, hey guys, no more trying to pull balls over the fence anymore. We're just trying to get base hits now.
And I really want to know that because the entire team was on the field for batting practice, which used to be normal.
Yeah.
But in the days of private hitting instructors and everything, not necessarily the case anymore. This time though, it was mandated.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's just one game, but it was cool to see it pay off straight away.
And this is a completely different thing, but I do remember a full season of baseball. We're doing our thing. Everybody's doing their own thing. And then all of a sudden, right at the end of the season, coach comes over and he's like, guys, all right, here's our new plan. And we were like, what? A plan? We just go up there and hit, right, coach? And he's like, no, here's our plan. And he laid out this whole plan of how we were going to approach our swings, what we were looking for. You're not looking for anything off speed. If you see anything with a curve on it, you ignore that pitch. I don't care if it's a strike. We're hitting fastballs. We're hitting them down. And so we were like, okay, let's see how this approach works. Next game, we go out and score 16 runs.
Yep.
And I was like, whoa, because everybody was focused on one thing. Instead of their own individual approaches, everybody said, okay, this is what we're going to do. Kevin, last night, Jake Berger's single RBI in the third inning or something like that. He hit that single. He drove in a run. That was great. That was nice. There was a bobble. Lawrence Butler bobbles it out in right field. He went the opposite way, though. That's the thing for me is him going opposite way. He just throws his hands out there. He sees the pitch is outside, throws his hands out there and says, I'm not trying to pull this over the fence. I know I got runners on. I'm not trying to hit a home run here. I'm just trying to get runs in. And that's exactly what happened last night. And then the more you saw that, the more confident these guys got. And guess what else? Early in the game, you were second inning, 56 pitches already at some point in the second inning. You got into their bullpen early. That's an important factor for this team. That's what they did so well that World Series year. They got into bullpens early. They got hits the way they got hits. They scored runs the way they scored runs. And it wasn't just one way all the time.
Yeah, and I saw somebody text in and say, relax. it's the A's. Dude, I won't.
They've been bad against everybody.
Yeah, and they only had one run the day before against the A's. Even when they swept the Angels, they had a total of 12 runs. Mm-hmm. So you have not been knocking the cover off the ball at any point. We talked about how the Rangers had scored, I think, more than 6 runs one time this year. And no more than 8, mm-hmm. and they scored 15 runs. I don't care who it was against, as long as it's a real major league team, and that's a fringy statement about last night. But you did score a ton of runs, and it was not in the A's minor league ballpark either. But you know what? I was really excited that they won yesterday. The Golden Chicken got a do-over. Now, if you recall, you bought seats in 122, 123, I do believe, for the Golden Chicken on Monday. If they won, you get another ticket for the next game, the next home game. And if they won that, you get another ticket and another ticket and another ticket. Well, they lost
That
first game because their offense wasn't doing well.
Is that over then?
No. The Rangers said, we feel bad. There was a lot of excitement, mostly generated by this show, mm-hmm. about the Golden Chicken.
That's
and they
a fact.
Said, we're going to give you one more chance. They gave him tickets to yesterday's game. And guess what? They won, which means the Golden Chicken is activated and they get tickets again for today's game.
I like it, man.
Win the next one and the next one and the next one.
Yeah, just keep winning baseball games and those fans are going to keep showing up in that section.
Absolutely. Hopefully.
And other sections
hopefully
too.
Hopefully you sell other tickets
I'm betting that happens.
All right. So I wanted to focus on a few different things about the struggles of the offense up until this point, and even if it was just for one day, how you kind of saw that flip last night. So one of the things, and I know we've already seen it, we've already heard it this morning, people's frustrations with Adolis Garcia, right? So Adolis Garcia entered the game yesterday leading the major leagues in swings outside the pitch zone. Excuse me, just outside the zone. Not the pitch zone. Outside the zone. It was 25% worse than his rate last year. And that wasn't even the worst chase rate on the team. Leody Taveras had a 30% increase in chase rate out of the zone from last year. And that wasn't the worst either. Jake Berger was chasing at 36%. So when you reference that Jake Berger hit yesterday, Adolis 2-for-4, even Leody 3-for-4, you're able to pinpoint in on three people at the bottom of the lineup that have not only been struggling, but they've been struggling because they continue to chase the ball out of the zone again and again and again. And that's one of the things that CY said. It's one of our major issues. Swing decisions, chase rates, lack of walks. And the reason being, there's no doubt we're not putting enough pressure on opposing pitchers and not creating opportunities to score.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one game, and that's all I can pin my hope on for now. Hopefully you build off of it tomorrow and the next day and on and on and on. But at least they have identified more of the issues about why they're struggling so much, realistically, across the board.
Yeah, every single one. That's got to be in the meeting then. I mean, that's got to be another part of that meeting right there. Every single one of the starters last night gets a hit. And they weren't chasing last night. There were some moments where Adolis still, you know, Josh Jung strikes out in the first inning, Kevin, with bases loaded. And I was like, you can't.
Here we go again.
Oh, man. Like, that was my tweet. And I was like, look, if it's all it takes is me complaining a little bit for them to start scoring, I'll complain more.
Please do.
But everybody ends up getting their hits throughout the night last night. And Kevin, go back. Again, go back and watch the run through the World Series. They didn't chase. That team, there were two guys, Josh Jung and Adolis, and they were like, yeah, because y'all hit with so much power, swing it whatever you want. Everybody else was very meticulous with what they were going after, and I know Corey Seager was swinging at the first pitch anyway. Like, that's not chasing. That's just Corey Seager hitting. But these guys in that run, they were like, I'm staying here. I'm waiting for my pitch, and once I get my pitch, I'm going to drive it. And whenever you get to situations where guys are trying to throw a curveball for a strike and they don't get it, now they're trying to throw a slider for a strike and they don't get it, now they're 2-0, and you're sitting there going, I'm waiting. You got to throw that fastball at some point, and you're going to put it right down the pipe, and I'm crushing it.
Now, on the pitching front, I've got a plethora of updates for you as well. Thanks to our buddy Sean McFarland for kind of throwing a lot of this out there. John Gray. John Gray underwent an X-ray on his fractured right wrist yesterday. If the scans come back clear, he'll be allowed to start a light throwing program. Now, that doesn't mean he'll be back imminently, but it is a step in the right direction. Cody Bradford, he threw from 90 feet out on Monday and reached 90 miles per hour in the process. He said yesterday his arm feels good. He expects to start spinning the ball next week.
So what I'm hearing here is John Gray, Jason Robertson, and now Bradford is Miro. Like, we're closer here, all right?
Okay, but think about the interesting facet of
Everything
Cody Bradford.
Is stars in my mind right now. Sorry.
He goes, I've been throwing the ball. Next week, I'll start spinning the ball as well. And then there's...
Them curveballs.
Josh Spores, who had the most hilarious thing to say yesterday. He had shoulder cleanup surgery in December, and he has hit 83 miles per hour with his fastball this week. And he joked that he's going to try out for the U14 baseball team. But he's building back up.
Yeah.
He's moving in the right direction. He says, hopefully every week you tick up 2 or 3 miles per hour.
That's a funny joke on
Yeah, it is. And then Kamar Rocker, they said, looks good. He threw in the field yesterday in the pregame.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
He's eligible to come off the IL on May 8th, and it's sounding like they're hopeful that he will be ready for that.
That's
now,
great.
How will that will shuffle out in the rotation? Not sure, but there's some pitching updates for you as well.
Nice work, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, ripping off the Giants with Eli. Which former Cowboys should own a part of the team? Plus, what do you say to your dad in this situation? All of it next right here on The Fan.
Here comes Halliburton. Hits the timeline with 7. Outside the arc with 5. Driving in the lane at the goal. He lays it in with 1 3/10 seconds to go. Milwaukee has no timeouts. They have to go the length. Ball is going to be played in by Antetokounmpo. He gets it to Trent. And this one is over. Unbelievable.
So a lot of things to break down there, and we're going to ask, what would you tell your dad after this situation? But also, which former Cowboys would you love to see own part of the team? So, first of all, let's start with the fact that he said 1 3/10 seconds left.
Yeah.
Instead of 1.3 seconds. I just thought that was fascinating. But also, the Bucs were ahead by 7 points with 35 seconds left in overtime, and they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, well, Tyrese Halliburton's dad went on the court. And I still wasn't positive if he first just like waved bye-bye to him or waved a shirt at him. But then him and Giannis got into it.
Oh.
And props to Halliburton's dad for at least going for the biggest and baddest of them. Giannis had an unbelievable game, so at least he didn't go after some chump. He went straight to the source. Now, Giannis was very displeased. They had to have people come in there and separate him. So I'm curious. And man, he talked a lot about this in the post game. And he was like, his dad coming on the floor and showing me his son. That was it. A towel with his face on it. And said, this is what we do. I feel like that's very, very disrespectful. What, assuming you were a super famous person or athlete or whatever, what do you say to your dad after that? Like, I know you're jazzed that your dad is happy and you just advanced, but you gotta say something, right?
No. Matter of fact, I will. This is my dad. This is my dad. You know what I'm doing with him after that game? I'm sitting down and having a nice cold beer with him, celebrating that we just won and we're moving on. I will let the owner, the NBA, everybody else tell my dad, hey, you can't do that again. And I will say, Dad, I really appreciate you going out there and supporting me. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say, hey, man, don't do that. I want passion from my dad about what I'm out there doing. But everybody else is going to tell him not to. He needs to listen to them. I would suggest to listen to them. But I'm not going to be like, hey, man, don't ever do that again. He shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. It's inexcusable. You should not walk out on the court as a father and start antagonizing another player. I see it happen a lot of times in 8-year-old basketball. It's really weird that a grown man wants to go antagonize an 8-year-old, but it happens a lot more than we think. But again, it's my dad. I'm just going to say, hey, man, let's move on to the next round. Aren't you excited for me?
I think it was definitely wise of Giannis not to actually do anything physical. But I wonder if in the aftermath he was like, people were rushing the court, people were coming at me, and I didn't know what was happening. I was concerned for my safety, so I had to drop him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
He would have had... Yeah. Exactly. I mean, now, is that at that point... I'm very interested. Is that assault? This guy came at me, and I was I was scared.
I would just say I was protecting myself, but mm-hmm. I understand why you would just be like, I'm not trying to get involved in anything, even when somebody is taunting you right afterwards. That is definitely a D move. Alec, you're very close with your dad. I am not. What would you say to your dad in this situation?
Real life alert. I would...
He died.
I would probably... I'd err towards Corey's line of thinking. Not Ooh. Quite all the way. Uh-huh. I would be like, hey, Giannis might be the last guy you want to... You know, get in an altercation with, because that is a mammoth of a human. And
he's got the reach on you, Dad.
Exactly. Like, he looks like the size of his hands, he could probably just squeeze your head like a watermelon. Mm. You know, so that's probably one of the last people I would want to irritate. But I'd be like, hey, as long as you don't get into any kind of fights, I'm cool with it.
It was close.
Yeah, it was really close. So I'd say, hey, let's tone it down. But I really do like you barking at some of these people and letting them know that, hey, my son is better than you. That's cool. I like it.
Yeah, I kind of like the attitude for it. Again, he shouldn't do it. He shouldn't do it. But this is me. This is also a thing I'm with my kids sometimes. You ever see them doing something and mom's like, hey, I need to go say something? You're like, no, he'll learn.
Yeah.
And somebody just texted in from the 214. Let him keep on doing that. He's going to get ripped eventually. He'll learn.
He says he's not going to, because of course he went to social media afterwards and said, I sincerely apologize to Giannis, the Bucks, and the Pacers organization for my actions following tonight's game.
I'm a competitor.
That's a good guess. He said, this was not a good reflection on our sport or my son.
Yeah, I'm with him.
And I will not make that mistake again.
Perfect.
I at least appreciate that, but I'm absolutely with you. There's always been a couple of times. I know it's different because he's little with Noah that I'm like, no, I think he needs to learn what's going to happen.
Sometimes you just kind of give them the space to figure it out on their own because it'll make more of an impact than you telling them.
Yes, absolutely.
Sometimes you tell them and it goes in one ear, out the other.
I am fascinated, and I've seen multiple people say this. I know we talk about it in college, and it's just like part of the game, even though the SEC is trying to define it out of the game, but I do still think it's odd that people who aren't on the team or employed by the team can just go onto the court afterwards. Like, I get that that's his dad, but it feels like you could wait just a minute as like the other team can get off the court or whatever the case is.
A couple of different texts that I really appreciate here. I would knock my dad out if he embarrassed me, but my dad never came back from the store with the milk. From the 469, good energy, just applied the wrong way. And that's, I like that one. That's a really good. And then Kevin's not close to Alex's dad. That's surprising.
I should be. I helped him get SmackDown
tickets. You're close to your dad. That's true. I am not.
And then he didn't go. No, I'm not close to Alex's dad. It's very different for the reasons I'm not close to my dad. Very different. Though I've seen them about the same number of times. Anyway, too far.
Mm-hmm.
I've said too much this morning. Let's just let that go. I've been trying for a long time.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
Now, also, more, I guess, upbeat story. Eli Manning. Eli Manning is interested in part ownership for the Giants. He's going to put together a bid for the minority stake. Personally, I think they should just give it to him because he won a couple Super Bowls. So Corey brought up the idea
ridiculous.
Yeah.
And have some fun with the ridiculous nature
absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely. Which former Cowboys do you think should own part of the team? Now I'm going to go ahead and stop everybody. Yes, acceptable text here, making fun of Eli. No, if you want to text in that Jerry should sell the team.
Right, yes.
Like, I hear you, but that's not going to happen.
It's not part of this game.
So let's not do that.
Let's just presume here
that
Jerry Jones has said, you know what? I am going to give, and you can pick the number of players. I'm going to give 10, 15, however many, a piece of the pie. And they're actually going to have some say in the team, too. So let's just presume that. Again, this is all in a fictitious world because we know the truth about Jerry Jones and how he looks at his business.
I mean, you got to...
How many investors would you want from this, from the history of the Cowboys? How many would you want?
I say you can have 8 to 10.
8 to 10. All right, so 8 to 10 Cowboys that you would trust to own part of this team and then have eventually some...
Not Steve DeBerg.
Steve DeBerg is definitely one of them. He's my hero.
obviously, I'm going to say the triplets.
All right, so...
Now, I thought about this from a different perspective.
Does that count as one or is that three?
No, that counts as three.
Okay.
From the 682, Captain America, obviously, he's actually really good at business.
Absolutely, he is. I know for sure.
Now, I agree with that. I wonder... If Jerry's like, you don't really exist because you didn't play when I had the team.
No, because you remember the story Jerry told us. Whenever he first bought the Cowboys, everybody was furious with him, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, oh my gosh, this Jerry Jones guy, how could he fire Tom Landry? Mm. And he was like, you just wait. Just like Nico, just wait and see, guys. Wait until the product actually gets out there.
And guess what? 35, 36 years later, people are still mad about that Landry thing, and they won 3 Super Bowls!
They were happy during the Super Bowl time, but what did he do? He said, I'm going out here to Oxnard, my first training camp, or not in Oxnard, it was in California. I'm going out there, my first training camp, what am I going to do? I'm going to have Roger Staubach walk out there with me, because nobody will boo me if Roger Staubach's standing next to me. They're just going to cheer for Roger Staubach.
Okay, so fair.
And that's genius.
It's just when it comes to the Ring of Honor and stuff, he forgets that other people used to exist on this team. Gotcha. Understood.
Yeah, business-wise, those four are right there at the top of the list, because Troy, smart man. Smart man doing very well for himself. Emmitt has made some very smart business moves.
Yes.
I also know, Kevin, that he was working with Roger at a period of time because he was in the building when my wife was there. And then there's Michael Irvin. You need a hype man. You need somebody like that. He's the best salesman you can find. So that's four. I would say DeMarcus Ware is on my list, too.
Okay.
I would absolutely. Look, man, you see DeMarcus Ware walk into a room, don't you just want to smile? Remember?
Yes.
He took shots at us a couple times with fun nature at same time.
He did.
And we all laughed because he's DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah.
You said, hey, do you want to go zip line? And he was like, I actually want to see you zip line. And you said,
that's not how physics work.
And I just thought that was the funniest joke. And he laughed
reinforced.
Too.
What about Jason Witten then?
Jason Witten.
Well, or Tony Romo, because Jerry still to this day talks about Tony Romo like it's the most heartbreaking situation that's ever happened.
That is a good point. And as in the retirement, like two retirement speeches now, Tyron and Zach Martin both got the it's just a shame.
Yeah.
It's a crying shame that we did not get a Super Bowl for you guys. So I agree. Tony Romo, let's go ahead and give him that opportunity to try and earn one. Remember, he already had business deals with Roger, too, including the residential building at the Star.
From the 817, every player that was on all of the 90s Super Bowl teams. I would also like to include the estate of Larry Allen.
Okay.
Because I believe he was only playing for the last Super Bowl. But, man, that dude is amazing. So I would love for his family to just get extra Cowboys ownership share kickbacks. Just because of how awesome he was.
Whoever says Tony Casillas, I'm with you because Tony Casillas is a good friend of ours and loves the show.
That's
so
true.
I'm totally in on that. So now we got six, Kevin. Seven with the estate of Larry Allen.
All right. That means you got room for one more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Alec, do you have a nominee? Because there are still many good options out there.
Ooh, this is tough. I would, because he's big in crypto and everything, it would make sense. Now, Dez Bryant would make a lot of sense because he's just in the business field. Whether or not people like agree with him just being on the panel in general because of the person, sure, I could listen to that. But he's a businessman now. That's all he does. Pretty much like everything he does is surrounding how can I make money using my name.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't hate it. I feel like he could help them figure out some like unique ways to make some money.
Dez over Drew Pearson is what he just said.
Wow.
Over, that is not what I said.
Over the Hall of Famer. Mm. But you know? And yeah.
Still to this day.
He follows me on Twitter. I would never disown that man.
What an awesome follow.
That's probably my most random follower.
It's got to be his favorite follow.
Oh, it has to be. Even though
guy.
I barely tweet. I suck at social media.
Hey, don't forget to send out those run sheets in the morning.
Harvey Martin.
See, that I'm here
Bob
for that.
Bob Lilly.
Bob Lilly is Mr. Cowboy.
Those dudes do. You know what? That's the thing, Kevin. It
doesn't seem like that's the direction he would go.
All the names that we've shown so far, this is how Jerry has made his money.
Yeah.
Is off the names of those guys that do represent the Cowboys the way that they want to be represented. You look at them and you're just like, I love that player. That brings back great memories for me. That's what it is. And I'm not sure what this current era, like this group, the Dak, CeeDee Lamb, all these guys that are on this team that are very good players. Will they have that same feeling that the Romos and Dez's and Troy's gave us whenever we're 10, 20 years down the road away from them playing? I don't know about that, but that's a good group right there, dude. I'm going strong with that group.
Somebody said Drew Pearson, if nothing else, for the draft. I don't know the ranking of it, but that might only be in the top three Drew Pearson things I've ever heard. Because I've told the story about him getting on the elevator. That's what happens when you're a Hall of Famer. But probably my favorite thing I ever heard him say. And he
mine's
was,
still the, I don't have a catch radius. I have a zip code.
Okay. And I love that too.
Just get it in my area.
But it was when he was talking about how long it took him to get in the Hall of Fame. And then he said, even my wife, she was a widower. So I wasn't even her first choice. And I just thought that was the funniest freaking thing, man.
I told that story the other day to some friends who had not heard it because they weren't at that event.
Yes.
And they thought that was the most hilarious thing.
That guy,
they loved it.
Is a joke and soundbite machine, and yeah, I freaking love it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, where the Bronx Bombers make history. Next on The Fan.
3-2, the runners go. The ball is hit hard past Urshela and out into left. Heim around third. The throw going into third. It's cut. Throw to second. Diving in safely at second base is Josh Jung. Rangers add a run and lead it 4-0.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Bruce Bochy coming up at 12:30. Also in the noon hour, we'll also be giving away tickets to Chris Brown at Globe Life Field. But nice. Right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Let's start. I just don't want to start with the Yankees.
Okay.
So let's start with Dalton Varsho. Varsho, if you're fancy. The Blue Jays outfielder. Did you see this catch?
Yes, the one where he like
fell down.
And then he just stuck his hand out. It was, I saw a catch like this, Kevin, once with Wes Welker and Tom Brady. He was running one direction, looked up, saw the ball, and stuck his hands out the other way and didn't even look, and the ball hit him in the hands. And I was like, that's ridiculous. But yes, this catch is amazing.
All right, give me cut number 15. This is how it went down.
That carry, that backspin that he seems to normally have. Here's a drive to deep center. Varsho back. And did he catch that ball?
Yes!
He caught that ball.
That was absolutely incredible. He fell, kept pushing a little bit, and like Corey said, just sort of threw his glove backwards.
It was amazing.
And it worked.
Yeah, dude. That is wild. To have something like a play like that on your ledger.
Now, you might not like this
one as
much. You
get to baseball heaven, dude, they're going to be like, oh, that guy. Yeah, that's definitely, we got to get that guy in our room.
You think him and, was it Darren Erstad that made that catch out in center field where he just like, he was running just like through his entire body with the Angels?
I think Jim Edmonds is who I'm thinking
maybe
of.
Maybe Jim Edmonds oh, had yeah, the one no, on the wall,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, I have the one against the, I have one in the World Series against the Yankees for Erstad.
But yeah, and that, and...
Oh, yeah, there is the one for the Angels.
That was amazing.
Game 7 of the World Series, 2002.
And then obviously Willie Mays is going to be there, Gary Matthews Jr. They can have like their own special little club.
Mm-hmm.
And Willie Mays can be like, hey, how good was I at all parts of baseball? And you'd be like, that's a good
point. Yeah, you're right, man.
All right. Speaking of being good at all parts of baseball, or at least the hitting part, sorry, but this clip is going to be a little long because the Yankees cut number 16. They made Major League history yesterday.
High fly ball, right field and deep. Laureano turns, looks, see ya. He's done it again. Red hot Trent Grisham.
One.
High fly ball, right field. Laureano back. Track. Wall. See ya. Two. Yankees open up with back-to-back blasts. They lead 2-0. Driven out to right field. Laureano back. Turning. Looking. See ya. Nope, they say stayed in. No, it is gone. A home run. So back-to-back-to-back by the Yankees.
So Laureano, obviously, they hit the ball out to right field all three times, and he got to watch them all go. So they led off the game, the Yankees, with three straight home runs per Major League Baseball. Keep in mind, it's early, but this is the first time in league history that a team has led off a game with three straight home runs twice in a season.
Mm-hmm.
It's April.
Yeah. Yes, I saw a post earlier this morning, Kevin, and it was a baseball diamond, and it had all the guys at their positions. and it said the Yankees every couple of weeks or so for some reason. And it was Aaron Judge in right field, and then it was Barry Bonds at every other position. Yeah. It was like every once in a while, these Yankees just say, you know what,
that we're all unbelievable. Hitting home runs. Man, and just like no team has ever done that twice in a season. Tomorrow, well, obviously, as you know, tomorrow it's gonna be May, but they've already accomplished it at the end of April. You liked it. Just admit that. So, you know, congratulations for the Yankees. They got the best record along with the Tigers in the American League, and they lead the American League.
Just wait. East. Just wait till the Rangers' offense catches back up, baby. Just wait till their offense gets going.
It is weird how tightly compact this division is, because yesterday before the game, the Rangers were in fourth place.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're in third, but they've been in first most of the year,
yeah,
and they're still just a game and a half back.
Yeah, so it's very tight. It's a very tight division, and you kind of have to like that right now.
I might ask Jared about this at some point, perhaps tomorrow or at the ballpark, but do you think that baseball has an overload of acronyms?
RBI.
See, but I'm okay with that.
Okay.
It's more, do you know who leads the majors in XWOBACON?
Nope.
Exactly.
XWOBACON? Is that,
yes,
what I just heard?
That is correct. But you know what? I guarantee you that Jared would either know or make an educated guess. So there's an article up on CBS Sports that are like, hey, let me get on my soapbox for just a second. Why so many acronyms? Because even with batting average and RBIs, you would say like batting average. You wouldn't say, oh man, BA.
Yeah.
And you might say RBIs.
Yeah, for strikeouts, sometimes you say Ks.
Yeah. But people would still say sometimes runs batted in, but like, hey, here's your introduction to expected weighted on base percentage.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
XWOBA.
Yeah. I don't know how much the players care about those specific numbers. And again, mostly they probably care because their contract and their agent. But for the most part, they're probably going up there going, did I hit the ball three times today? Yes, I did. I was 3 for 4. That's a good day.
Do you think in those contract negotiations with the agent, he's like, oh, he hit 42 home runs. Yeah. But as WOBA, it was 10% down from what we would look for at the peak
of that
position.
So you want more WOBA is what you're saying.
And you're like, okay, what about XWOBACON? Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll work on that. I don't know. Like, I really don't know. And I just wanted to throw that out there.
817, what is WHIP?
Well, okay. So WHIP, that's actually one I do care about.
WHIP.
Why do you keep saying it like
there's
that?
There's an H in it.
Walks and hits per innings pitch. So that's a good way. Some people will focus in on, well, maybe you're going to hear this and be like, the days of opponents batting average and ERA are passe. But like walks and hits per innings pitch gives a good idea of like not only what your ERA looks like, but how much consistent danger are you in?
Mm-hmm.
So like if your ERA for some reason is a 4 and your WHIP's a 1, you're probably just either giving up a lot of home runs or getting unlucky along the way.
From the 940, some of those sounds like Transformer names, and
yeah,
that is true.
I get it. I absolutely. And then from the 469, thank you, Kevin. That reminds me to start sending out that Justin Timberlake meme.
Yeah, that's time, isn't it?
It is. All right, let's talk about Paul Skeens. Man, I love the focus of this individual. He's talking about like what he wants to achieve in baseball. And one of the things he said was, nobody in the big league has my stuff. We're writing our own book. I've tried it the other way. It doesn't work. It's my game out there. There's no model for me. Because, you know, people were kind of like, oh, do you want to go like the Verlander route or this or that? And I mean, it's a fine line. We talk about this a lot between confidence and arrogance. And I bet there are plenty of teams out there that are like, that's arrogance.
Uh-huh.
But if he's on your team, you probably got to love the confidence, especially when he has the skills to potentially back it up.
Have you seen the little video on him about how boring his workout and preparation is?
Oh, no.
And they're like, it's boring. He does the same thing every day. Every single day, the same routine, but it's his routine. It's the routine for him. And that's kind
yes,
of in line with that.
I get it.
Look, all these things that he does is setting him up to go out there and do what he does on the mound and be the kind of dominator that he is. And I like that attitude. I like that perspective. I bet Nolan thought that way too. All these other pitchers that are out there doing what they're doing, are they on the bike after a game like me? Are they doing the weightlifting like I am? Are they doing that extra thing that's going to make them better? Are they out there punching cattle or whatever it is? Nobody knows.
Is that what you think he did to get ready?
Probably, dude. Okay. You ever seen Nolan?
That's true. He's a big dude. But I love the idea of I'm not going to be the next Justin Verlander. Yeah. I'm going to be the first Paul Skenes.
The first Paul Skenes. I love it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, could Wyatt Langford be the Rangers' everyday center fielder? Plus, I've got more unique statistical categories for you next on The Fan.